And if you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
And I want to apologize in advance because I've realized that everything that we're going to talk about today is going to sound like one big pun. Because when we decided we're going to talk about this, we didn't realize that we'd be smack bang in the middle of stage six. Yeah, but we're here now. So can we talk about burnout? I'm not laughing. I told you it's going to be a big pun. Okay. But we need to talk about it, right? In fact, there was a conversation that Ugu had on Kaya Biz with HR professionals as well as career coach. And they spoke about what it is that burnout is, you know, how people can avoid that, all of those situations, right? And we'll chat to her a little bit later on in the show. But I want you to take listeners to what their definition of burnout actually is. So then we're going to have a conversation from that point onwards.
So burnout is actually a state of physical, emotional, and mental, exhaustion that often leads to stress. Sometimes it leads to someone doubting their capabilities or whether they are able to achieve certain goals just purely because they are fatigued. So you find that the willingness to do something and the willingness and the physical energy are not in sync, you strongly want to do this, you strongly want to achieve it, you know, we are at the end of the year, you want to push for those goals that you've committed to, but you find that your mental state and your physical state are not carrying you through. So, you know, that disconnect often causes exhaustion and burnout.
So yeah. That's Bonnie Wagunsta, right? We'll chat to her a little bit later on as well, just to really get a roundup as to how, from a professional perspective, how we can deal with burnout. But I want to know from you and your own experience, right? I mean, we saw Brati as well. He also had that particular experience and he had the wisdom, number one, to know that, okay, listen, calendar off. Therefore, then I want to extract myself and I want to come back to myself, right? It's quite common, especially because we're in that final quarter of the year, the year-end fatigue, and burnout is very real. Because also, there's a part of you that feels the pressure of the year closing. You want to achieve the things that you want in a short space of time. Your mind and body can't operate with the vura that you had at the beginning of the year. And you're quite literally burnout, right? Have you experienced this? Burning out towards the end of the year. What did it look like for you? Because everybody's symptoms, if you will, are different. And for you, it looks different, it responds differently, and it shows up differently for you. How did you notice that you were actually burning out, right? Did somebody tell you that, did you notice that you're not, getting through deadlines? Did you notice that you're sleeping later more? And you're actually not being productive. You are at your laptop, but you're staring at the screen. Nothing's happening, you understand? So in your mind, you're working, but you're not, you understand? Your mind is not there. How do you identify that this is what it is, that it's actually burnout? And then on top of that, then, the other side of it, how do you now reduce, the event of burning out at the end of the year? You know, how do you work to ensure that you don't, in fact, burn out? How do you manage your time? How do you create the boundary between work, life, all of that? Let's talk about it. Let's learn from each other as well. Can we talk about burnout? Talk to me. I want to hear your experience. I want to learn as well. Let's talk about it.
Mina, the mums. You know what happened is that, Mina, actually, manje, I was in busy, watching all those different podcasts.
Yeah.
But manje, I ended up in a situation of being burned out. So, Mina, mama, take it one step at a time, and then challenge each other with every time. Makpeli nyanga must buy something. No ma yini, you understand?
Oh wow!
So that at least in comb, which as in at least in this and this and that, and then spaghetti pressure. Cause at the end of the day, if it's spaghetti pressure, I was having a depression. After depression, nyanga zokuzwenza kadani. So the best change is that.
I like that, and I like that you're alluding that it's a constant work that you must do in terms of making sure that you reduce the effects of a burnout, or at least the oncoming of a particular burnout, that you must do the work constantly throughout the year as well.
Last week, seriously, I was not coping physically. My body was sore, spiritually, I was just all over the place. Mentally, I could not even focus, I was totally burnt out. I even developed those dark circles underneath your eyes.
Yeah.
And it was just rough. But this week, I'm starting on a high note and I feel much better. And I'm trusting that things will work in my favor. So, yeah, happy Monday, Andy. Hey.
Hey, siyabonga. Let's go to deep sleep. Nombumelela kunene, how are you? Nombumelela.
Hey.
There we go. How are you? Oh, seems like your line is bad. Listen, I'll get my producer to call you back, right? I want to hear about your experiences when it comes to burnout. Have you experienced burnout yourself? What did it look like for you? And now that you've experienced it, how are you now working towards reducing it, as well as to manage your energies? What have you learned from that experience? That, okay, how do I now manage the situation so that I don't experience it again? Because a lot of people, especially in my industry, December, you're working. Yeah, it's busy, busy season, especially towards the end of the year. And then January, as other people are saying, Yippee, new year, new me, when you're still within. So how have you learned how to manage that situation? Talk to me, pop me a message. Speaking of the opposite of self-life, hard life. With burnout. Yeah, we got to talk about it. It's that time of the year that you experience that level of burnout, that you just feel like, hey, it's physical, emotional exhaustion. You just don't feel like, you know, you are accomplishing anything at some point. And also, you just are not functional, you understand? In your job, in your life, everywhere, you just are burnt out, you understand? Your source of power is literally burnt out. So, have you experienced burnout before? What did it look like for you? How did you notice and identify that this is what it is? And now, how are you now working towards or working against experiencing burnout again, especially towards this end of the year? What are your methods that you use? You know, Brad, he took some days off. He was like, hey, listen, 4 days, I ain't coming. When I come back, I'm going to give you my best self. You understand? Talk to me. I want to know your strategies as well.
Usually this time of the year, I feel a bit drained. Yeah. I'm not an emotional person. I am not an emotional person. But when things start, you know, somehow ticking me off the wrong way or rubbing me off the wrong way, I know it's time for me to go get some rest. And I'm feeling it now because every little thing, if you are, yo, guys, if you're coming to me, I lose it. My mind can't take stupidity right now. So if you're coming to me, you better have your story all together. I need to go rest before I murder people.
Do you know what it is? That's so true that you actually seeing that, okay, you have a short fuse now, you know? Some things that you could tolerate before now, hey, catch me outside.
I'm looking forward for this topic for help. I mean, I'm that person, oh, bubbly, oh, talkative, oh, yenza abantu babe happy, I think. And yeah, and myself, I do make myself happy. But this thing, when it comes, my Andy, it's like it shut me off, like completely off. Not low shedding, because low shedding is a way off, like until your needs are on. So I'm that person, you know, when someone at I just need my space. To say I need my space out of nowhere, just block anyone in my phone, just block you, because I will sit and keep quiet and for a week, then not saying any word to at work, nothing. And when I come back, that is just like it's normal, like it must go on. So yeah, I'm looking forward for the topic today. Yeah, maybe my help will come.
Yeah, let's go to Springs. Balisa, how are you?
Yeah, Pilan, this is Andy.
Mkhona. So talk to me about burnout.
Hey, this is Andy. Oh, I mean, as in Khatit, I want to Khatit about Buakan. Because the thing is, that is even worse because the children are already killing me. So now, while I was pregnant, so now I'm 7 months pregnant.
So,
I can relate to if I'm not happy, I am burned out. And it's a bittersweet moment because then you have to work because there's this little one that is coming. You know, the finances, so kamo uchates. So yeah.
You mag maternity leave? Can you kick that in?
Yes, I'm gonna take it, but because you know how katochal is with so I'm just waiting at least for about 8 months. And see if
the
push.
You, are you asking for any support from your colleagues? Because I know sometimes you don't want to feel like you are incapacitated because you are pregnant. You don't want people to feel sorry for you. But in this moment, Sissy, for your own health, are you asking for help?
Yes, definitely. Yes. And luckily for me, I've got a nice boss and lead colleagues that are very understanding of my situation.
Good.
Actually, I was supposed to just working from home, but because of this load shedding, making things very difficult.
Ish. Yeah. And then your partner, have you expressed, you know, what it is that you're experiencing and asked, you know?
A very supportive husband I've got. Very supportive. Like, she's Andy, I literally do nothing. Like, he's literally my support system. Mabatumongi is the best.
Oh, Petuna. Listen, you've got a great support system. I think, if anything, please lean into it more, hey? And don't feel guilty. For your sake and for the sake of your baby, don't feel guilty. Be like, hey, Andy's Namhlanje, I don't know the reason, but I need to see, understand? Yeah. Clock in that. Askis, man, Bali. So listen, we're going to be chatting to...
Yeah.
I like it.
How should you say to your mama, you have no choice but to push for your baby?
Yeah, ne. Listen, Bali. So in fact, please make sure to listen in. At 2:30, we'll be chatting to HR professional career coach as well. And she'll be chatting to us about how to deal with burnout, especially in the workplace as well. And also how to negotiate with HR as well as to, hey, please, man, day off leave. You understand? Okay. Siabonga, siswam, siabonga. Hey, it's tough. Hey, imagine pregnant, experiencing burnout as well. So many compounded issues. Sure. Listen, talk to me. Let's help one another. How do you deal with burnout? Hey, how are you dealing currently when it comes to burnout? How are you negotiating with your boss, with HR, in terms of that you don't, so you make sure that by the time Mutwa bends down for the end of the year, that you're fine and you have energy for yourself? Talk to me. I want to know. Sitting here with the girls at Babes, Bendaba, Bombali, as well as Juliet. Listen, girls, we're talking about burnout, right? End of the year. It's really the final quarter of the year. That feeling of just exhaustion. You understand? It's a real thing, right? I want you guys to listen to this because I don't think we realize the effects or how far burnout can actually go. Take a listen to this.
10 weeks ago, I had a TIA stroke. An unemployed single mom of two. And yeah, man, I've been in and out of hospital, being pricked and probed, then trying to figure out what's going on because I'm young, I'm healthy, what could be the cause. And that burnout, driving the kids to school, sports days, preparing lunches and dinners, someone can take it for granted how much work it is to be a single mother, a present mother. So yeah, man, I'm learning from this situation. I couldn't drive my kids for a whole 2 months. Only just starting to get back into the groove of things. Fortunately for me, my left side is slightly better in terms of function. But yeah, man, let's try to ease up. Burnout is nothing to joke about.
And that is true. It's nothing to joke about. And I love that, you know, she mentioned that, you know, she's a single mom. Just being a mom to be everything to your kids, it's a lot.
It's a lot.
Sure.
Like, I completely got, like, some chills listening to that. Mm. Only because... You know, and I like how she corrects herself and says, being a present mom,
yes.
I think being a present parent, period, is just a lot of work, you know, because you then have to think about everything. Up, are you trying to make the money so that these things can happen?
Do you understand?
And then you feel like just so much pressure under general as a present parent. Yeah. So, yeah, I think I started taking, I think Juliet will attest to this. I'll always say, guys, if you're not feeling okay, don't come here because we're going to bury you and then we're going to say, oh, thanks, bye. Then your job gets advertised the very next week.
The next person comes in.
You know, the next person comes in and then it's like an RIP situation, you know. If you're not okay, I used to get, well, I still get migraines, like hectic ones. And it normally comes when the stress is really high.
Mm.
Sometimes I never even know. Is it work-related? Mm. Is it home-based?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It's just, towards the end of the year, you just feel exhausted, every part of you, emotionally, spiritually, physically. So
Juliet, I want to hear from you.
So in psychology, we learned about mindfulness, which is very important, that we take for granted, just that small pause of sitting and paying attention to how you are feeling, how you are breathing, you know. And with it sometimes people will say, you make this look easy, but because no one can tell how much you actually go through to, you know, to put the product out there. At times I can sit and I feel my heart beating very fast.
So
I don't know if it's an actual thing that happens with everybody, but then I have to then start taking deep breaths. And no one can see it. It's something you can do in wherever you are. Just breathe, breathe. Yo, and at times you actually get so burnt out that you're actually operating on zombie mode.
Hey.
You forgot that you actually, look, your body's saying, rest.
But you know, in the economic situation that we're in, most people have a no work, no pay situation.
Of course.
Then in December, where people are grooving, and when you are burnt out, you have to work.
You have to work.
How do you now
manage. You know what I mean?
Mm. I think that's the hard part. Yeah, you also need to realize that if you don't exist anymore, that money won't exist either.
Ba-bank.
So that's just the reality of it. You weigh it. Is it better to lose out on 2 days of, you know, kind of pay, or for that pay to be gone forever because now you are incapacitated, you can't work anymore, you know? So I think, being able to just, like Juliet is saying, be mindful of everything around you, then you'll be able to kind of
find a cope.
You know, I realized for me, I worked 1 year, that was the last year, through December, and I thought, okay, I'm making coins, January, so I'm nant. January came, problems had 9 inches, and my budget and the money that I made were 9 inches. So I'm like, okay, so then the problems don't end anyway.
They don't end.
So then why don't I just take December off, we deal with 9 inches, and then we suffer, and we live. You understand?
Yeah.
Juliet?
And also, like, within our work environments, there's a lot of content that you don't necessarily have to take in.
Yeah.
You can stop yourself. Come on. Trending.
You better preach.
Yeah, because I see enough accidents for me to be like, let me see the visuals. Let me. What does that do to you? It's exhausting.
It is exhausting.
Umbali is obviously looking at things where obviously kids are dying.
Hard news.
But now with her, it's different. She has to see the visuals. She has to take all of that in. So also the content that we're taking in within our workplaces, decide whether you need to really look at that or not.
I love that. Decide. What are you taking in? What is it that you're taking in and then taking on as well? Because that also could lead to the exhaustion. Talk to me. I want to hear from you. Have you experienced burnout? What did it look like for you? Hey?
Hi, Shem. Burnout is real. I'm experiencing it right at the moment.
Yeah.
With school and exams coming and then there's assignments. I'm a working mom, got 2 kids in primary school, one in primary school, the other in preschool. And yeah, my husband stays far, so I get to do this by myself. I'm really feeling it now. Actually, this weekend, I told myself that I'm just gonna take the Saturday and Sunday just to relax, go away with the family, where hubby will be able to just take care of the kids and I'll just rest. It's too much.
Very important. I'm glad that you have a support system like your husband who is going to at least take off the load a bit in the week.
Hi, Andy. It's a very interesting topic that actually hits all of us.
Yeah.
My partner would generally say to me every time when he's upset, he'd say, but msebenzi wakho bazo advertise 2 days later. And angeke baze babe ne stress sokuthi wena ushonile whilst we are preparing for your funeral. When I'm sick, I go to work. There's not even a single day where I find myself resting. Like, the last time I took leave was last year, June. So you can imagine how exhausted I am. And our bodies do give us some signs of ukuthi bana manje ngigrand. Just give me some time. Mara, I don't know. I feel like it's that fear. What if they replace me with someone ongakhathali, you know? So it's a very interesting topic. Now you got me thinking.
I'm so glad that we've done that, that we got you thinking as well. Let's go to me. Hello, madam. How are you?
I'm fine, and you, Andy. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Talk to me about your experience when it comes to burnout.
Oh, my goodness. You know, this breadwinner, leg tics, perfection, tendencies, and, you know, you now become a deadline buster, and to such an extent that, you know, when you, I started becoming, feeling, you know, those lazy, laziness, and I was like, no, man, come, snap out of it. Then one day I was driving with my colleague, and I'm not sure if she wasn't there, I'm sure I would have had a serious accident, because I just dozed off, you know, behind the wheel.
No, I promise you.
And then, you know, we just went into a garage and then she bought me water and she said, you know what, go home, don't do anything, and just take a remote and sit and not do anything. So these days, that's what I do. I you know, I don't understand why I am lazy, but I'm just trying to listen to my body even more. So if I take a remote and I sit there and there's dishes and you come into my house and tell me that, ooh, he's interesting, that you can watch them as well, you know.
So there's an apron in the cupboard, Mdasengena.
And I mean this thing is really, really serious.
Yeah.
The pressure that we people, you know, exude on ourselves. It's not right.
Mm. You know? I'm glad that you are mentioning this aspect of laziness, because sometimes you think that when you are lazy, because all of a sudden you don't have the energy to fulfill tasks. Mm. You don't have it, and you think it's just laziness, and you push even more. Can't. Your body's like, I can't. I can't.
Yeah, and the fuel has run out.
Yeah.
And another thing, I think we, you know, people that are breadwinners and all, sometimes we need to stop, you know, wanting to be put on pedestals. Because, you know, you say, I don't want these people to see me at my breaking point.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you really need to also listen to yourself. I mean, the fact that, yes, you need 1,000 rand, but you're not going to get it if your body is, you know, is exhausted.
Mm,
so
mm.
you need to make them understand that at a time when you're tired, you are tired.
Mm. You said something very important there.
You get to those things when you get to them.
Yeah, you'll get to it. People will wait.
Yeah.
Tums, thank you so much for this. I think it's actually so, so necessary. You are the wake-up call that we all needed, hey? Siyabonga, man.
Yeah. Thank you, my dear.
Awesome, man. All right. We'll chat to our expert, Mrs. Boniwo. Her name is Boniwo Donste. We'll chat to her in a bit in terms of how you can deal with burnout.
Oh, hi, Andy.
Hello?
I'm definitely burnt out. It's that time of the year. The workload is not any different than the workload I'm usually used to during the course of the year. But you're becoming a mission just to complete work tasks. And also another sign that umuntu is burnt out is it's just one sickness after the other.
Hey.
It's zinyo, then it's flu, then it's something else. So the body itself is crashing. So yeah, guys, let's take care of ourselves.
And that's actually so true, because the body does tell you, but when are you listening?
Tell me about it. We are self-employed, my husband and I. We hardly get time off. We work until the 24th of December, because the industry that we are in summer, we are extremely busy. In winter, it's quiet. You can take all the time you want, but you do what in winter when you're broke? In summer, when it's time to go for holidays or maybe take leave and stuff, I don't know what leave is.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. I don't even enjoy working, because I don't have time to spend time to myself. I can't do anything because work, work, work. And then no day offs. When you're sick, you go to the doctor. Tomorrow, you're back at work.
Yeah, that's a real pressure of life, eh? And I thought, you know, to consolidate our conversation today, I think it's important that we chat to somebody who's a professional, particularly in this aspect. Her name is Bonnie Ware Dunster. She's an HR professional as well as career coach. Thank you so much for joining us on Feel Good.
Thank you so much for having me, Andy.
Absolutely. So we've been talking about what burnout is, and people have been, you know, sharing their experiences as to how they're experiencing it as well. You've heard scores and scores of people right now. So let's talk from a personal perspective, right? You're at work right
sure.
now, or you're going somewhere. On a personal level, how do you manage burnout?
Right. I think the best way to manage burnout, which is not very easy, is also having to create boundaries and not overloading yourself, right?
Yeah.
So you need to manage multiple stakeholders, your life, home, and work, so that you can actually make time. What we often do is that we actually want to do everything all at once and please everybody to the detriment of our own health. Yeah.
That's so, so true. You know, somebody actually mentioned earlier on that, you know, don't allow people to put you on a pedestal, or don't give in to the pedestals, because once you give in to the pedestal, hey, the pressure you're going to put yourself under. Now, let's talk about workplaces. How can workplaces, employers as well, not only manage a burnout, but also to identify burnout employees and not just discount it as just laziness?
All right, cool. I think how they should actually manage it, you should look at the behavior, the changing behavior of the individual, right? So if someone, you know, that they have always been like a performer and you see a change in behavior, if you see the quality of the work is actually not as good as it previously was, you need to actually be aware, right? So changing of behavior is very important sign that somebody might be going through something or might be going under burnout. So in those instances, as a life manager, you clearly need to have a conversation and actually understand what is happening, understand where you can provide support, or if there's anything in the team that can be restructured to support any challenges that an individual is actually going through.
Yeah. And then, you know, we just heard from somebody who said that they are self-employed, you know, and creating that boundary is extremely difficult. How do you balance the two, you know, because work-life seems to just bleed into one another and there is no sense of break. You understand?
issue. So the same goes even for entrepreneurs as well. As much as for your own boss, mm-hmm. and you actually are chasing target and success, you need to find time to just sit back, think and reflect. Mm-hmm. And we don't get time to do that. When you sit, think and reflect, you say, what is working and what is not working, and where am I putting unnecessary pressure on myself? And we don't do that because society or the notion is that as an entrepreneur, you do not have time to rest. Yeah. But for you to succeed, you need that rest so that you can reflect, go back to the drawing board and go back to the game again. So it's very important to actually do that. Yes, look, you can work long hours at night, but find times in weekends or things that could actually take you away from your, you know, from your work, either for an hour or so, mm-hmm. or for a day. That will actually help you to reconnect with yourself and your thoughts.
Mm, so important. Thank you so much for joining us today and also for sharing your insights. If people want to get a hold of you, especially the self-employed and those who are unemployed as well, trying to navigate this whole entire situation, how do they get a hold of you and really, you know, lean on your expertise?
Sure. So you can find me on social media platforms. On Twitter, I'm Danster_Boniwe. Mm-hmm. LinkedIn, Boniwe Danster, and Facebook and all other, it's Boniwe Danster. Mm-hmm. And then you can also look at my my company profile on the website at Blue Eagle Human Capital.
I love it. Thank you so much. That's Boniwe Danster. She's an HR professional as well as career coach, chatting about burnout. How do we handle it? How do we manage it as people, as organizations, as employers as well? And not just discount it as, hey, Lomundu, this one is lazy. Because it's so easy to just come to that conclusion. So,
if you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.